is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's the Thursday edition, hour number three, kicking it off right now. 1-800-259-9231. And Mark, we're going to the economy, the economic side of things. What's going on with the recession that's been predicted?
Well, it's... according to MarketWatch here, the United States is headed for a recession that will be much nastier, deeper, and more protracted than the 2001 recession, which wasn't...
I didn't even know there was one in 2001.
It wasn't great.
So I guess that doesn't sound like it's saying much, but okay.
How nasty will it be? If you lost a bunch of money in it, you would think that it was nasty.
Okay.
Writing his blog Wednesday, Rabini, that's Noriel Rabini, president of the Rabini Global Economics Group, repeated his call that the U.S. would be in recession in 2007, arguing that the collapse of the housing market would bring down the rest of the economy.
Mm.
This makes sense to me.
Okay.
There's houses just aren't worth what they were 6 months ago or a year ago, and... unfortunately, a lot of people took a lot of money out of their houses to, quote-unquote, pay off debts and to buy themselves Escalades and big SUVs and all kinds of things. So
now, wait a minute. All right, let me see if I can follow. Because I'm not a real economic expert, and I want to make sure I can understand this so everyone else can understand
mm-hmm.
it. When you buy a house, because not everyone's a homeowner, okay? When you buy a house, you're paying, let's say you buy a house for $200,000.
Sounds about right.
You have to get a loan because most people can't afford to buy that with cash. So $200,000, loan, interest rates, when you get the loan information, it's going to come back and essentially tell you that after the 30 years is done, you're going to have paid $400,000.
$600,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
At low rates.
Okay, so let's just say you're going to pay $500,000. Meet in the middle. Say you're going to pay $500,000 after 30 years for that, because I've seen it usually just tends to double. But I guess you've seen different.
You looked at the lowest of low rates ever. Rates are higher now.
Okay. Well, anyway, so let's just call it $500,000. You're going to be spending an extra $300,000
in interest
over 30 years. Over 30 years.
But in all likelihood, you won't have the loan for 30 years because you will refi it at some point or another. So therefore, most people never don't have some kind of rent or mortgage payment.
Okay. Right. So you buy the house, you start making your payments, and then people get to pull... You say people pull money out. It's not money they've already paid off onto the mortgage.
No.
It's... money that the house has supposedly gained in value, right?
And that happened over the last few years. The housing market was in a boom. So
your $200,000 house that you bought 10 years ago after 5 years was then worth...
After 5 years?
$300,000.
More. Four.
Okay. Well, we're in Sarasota, Florida, which is a different housing market. It's probably not the same around the country, you don't think?
Yeah. You said 5 years. I would say that most people's houses have doubled.
Double in value anywhere.
Years.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you've got a double value house
mm-hmm.
5 years later.
So you got $200,000 you can do something with.
Then some loan officer will allow you to take that so-called extra value out of the house and put it into your pocket to pay whatever it is you want to pay off. That's
right.
What you're talking about. But unfortunately... So you've paid $200,000 for the house, or you've got a $200,000 loan, then you get another loan on top of that, right, for another $100,000 you're going to pull out.
You could do that, or you could just refi the loan entirely and have one loan.
I see. But you're essentially going to have a loan for $300,000 at that point, right?
Correct.
So people are getting deeper and deeper into this hole of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Then the housing market crashes. They're in over their heads at that point.
Right.
With all kinds of this huge loan over their heads. Then you've got this loan out, and what happens when the house actually becomes less valuable than the amount of the loan? Is that what you're saying is happening here?
No, that hasn't happened in too many places. Now, if you were at the, say you were at the right, at the very peak of the bubble, right before it burst, you could have bought a house for more than it's worth now, in all likelihood.
Right.
But what you have to figure is, for instance... I have a house right now that I bought at 230, and I have to sell it at 275 just in order to get my money back because of, well, in my case, I put several tens of thousands of dollars into the house.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start figuring in things like interest payments and taxes and that sort of thing, if you want to, if you're looking at
money down the hole
at a house as an investment. In order to be able to get your money back out, of course, you get to live in this investment, and there's no other investment that I have that I get to live in, and you would have to pay to live someplace else.
Okay.
But, that's sort of here nor there. The fact is, house values are slipping a little.
Right.
In some places, they're slipping faster than others. In Sarasota, for instance, we've definitely seen a drop in the price of, you know, not new houses, but like used houses. I don't think they
And the reason we're even mentioning where we are is it's because one of the biggest real estate
One of the hot markets in the United States. San Francisco, I'm sure they've seen taken some hits. Most places, it probably hasn't gone down a noticeable amount, 1% or 2% or something like that. But it doesn't change the fact that inventories are at a, according to Rubini here, inventories have soared to a 13-year high. That means there are more houses on the market available, which means if you're trying to sell your house, which is really the way you're going to get the money out
of it. More competition.
There's lots of competition in the market, which means that it drives the price of your house down.
Right.
This is the biggest slump in the last 4 or 5 decades, according to housing. Let's see, the housing indicator is in a free fall, including now new housing prices, says Rubini. Prices are falling even in the Midwest, which never experienced a bubble.
Hmm.
It's a scary signal of how much pain the drop in the household wealth could cause. The point that I thought on this, you know, immediately when I saw this, is I could fix this housing problem. If I were president, with the stroke of a pen, I could fix this.
How?
I would open the borders. I would allow anyone who wants to come to the United States to work. I would stop welfare. I would not require hospitals to pay for people, you know, to, you know, supply medical services to people who haven't paid for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know if the president can do those things without a congressional approval. But nonetheless, it'd be a great idea.
I could pull the Border Patrol off.
Yeah, but we're talking about stopping welfare and all that.
Correct. Right. But these illegal aliens that come in, they've got to live somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're stopping the illegal aliens from coming in, and that could sure suck up the...
Yeah, but they can't afford to buy a house.
They don't need to buy a house. They could rent mine.
Mm-hmm.
They can rent a house from someone else. Someone can say, I have kind of a crappy house, but I could rent it out, make a small profit on it, you know, a few $100 a month,
mm-hmm.
and I could afford right now to get a larger house. So I could live in a nicer house or a larger house or whatever.
And you could get it at a hell of a deal,
especially
on the current market, right?
And then I could rent my house out to some people, not illegal aliens, because they wouldn't be illegal at that point, but some people that are, you know, come to this country to work and to make some money. And, you know, they're gonna live 8 deep in that house. There's going to be 8 adults in that house. Mm-hmm. So what?
8 adults. They're not going to feel the recession.
So that would solve your little housing problem.
Interesting.
It would solve the economics problem. And, you know,
too bad that's not going to happen.
No, it's absolutely not going to happen.
Which means we're probably going to have a recession.
Nope. That doesn't serve the big business interests in this country.
And how does a recession serve their interests?
I don't think they can stop that.
Okay.
I mean, they have their money safe anyway.
I see.
I'm sure they don't want that. It just doesn't serve them to make illegal aliens legal. It's much better for them to have this cheap labor, because basically if somebody's illegal, they're forced to work
exploited
at a lower wage.
Yeah.
Because if, for instance, you worked for me and you were an illegal alien and you said, you know, Mark, you just treat me bad. You only pay me $3 an hour and you make me work 16 hours a day. And if I don't work 16 hours a day, you say you're going to fire me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go work for this guy over here who says I only have to work 12 hours a day and he's going to pay me $4 an hour.
Right.
And I say, well, Ian, you're illegal, and if you leave me, I'm going to call the ICE. I'm going to call the ICE people, and they're going to come, and they're going to take you away. You're essentially my indentured servant.
Mm, that's no good.
Yeah,
we don't want that.
No.
Not in America.
It's bad news.
So, so what are some of the consequences of this recession going to be?
You know, it's basically, people, it's going to be harder and harder to earn money. You know, investments aren't going to go up. And that's not a good thing. It's going to be harder to sell your products because people aren't going to have as much money.
They're not going to be wanting to buy.
No. I mean, that's what recessions mean, essentially, is that people are holding on to their money as opposed to spending it.
Yikes. Not good. 800-259-9231.
They need to buy more radio ads. Is what they really
need. Let's go to Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Kurt. What's on your mind?
Well, I get you on podcast, so this is going to sound backdated. While Mark was away at his self-help seminar...
Right.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the Postal Service.
Yes.
And I wanted to talk to you about that because one of the things that you said was that it could afford to do things cheaply because of its subsidy.
All right, we're going to get into it. Hang on, Kurt. 800-259-9231. We'll see what Kurt has to say about the USPS, one of the most useless organizations in existence. More on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3R podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that number, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki. WIKI.freetalklive.com. Totally listener editable. In fact, all of the content, the over 750 pages, have been created by our listeners. So you can go in and change virtually anything that you see there. So can everyone else. Wiki, WIKI.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. Let's talk again to Kurt in Michigan. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. So, Kurt, you wanted to talk about the Postal Service and how we had claimed that they take subsidies, and that's one of the reasons why they can offer service at such low rates.
Well, it's actually not true. They take no tax money at all. All their revenue is generated strictly from postage.
Uh-huh. Well, I wasn't here for the subsidies conversation, but what do they pay in rent for the those big government buildings that they have and the big pieces of land that they're on?
I couldn't tell you. I know they rent some buildings. I know they build buildings as well.
Yes, and the land that they get for free, and the buildings that they get built doesn't go on their ledgers as far as profit loss statements.
Okay, I don't know about.
So that would be a subsidy.
That
would be a subsidy.
It is, but it's not a subsidy in the traditional sense of what
it's a subsidy. They're getting money. They're getting value from the government. That's a subsidy. All right.
Okay. Well, I mean, in the strictest sense of the word, I guess maybe. But
has the post office never taken tax dollars? I find that really hard to believe.
It's not never. It's the Postal Reorganization Act of, I believe, it was 71 that Nixon signed that turned it into a quasi private corporation.
Mm-hmm. Wait. While they may not take tax dollars to subsidize the postage, do they not take tax dollars to subsidize the pensions? Because I believe I just read something this year that was talking about how Congress had to pass an emergency bill or something in order to authorize more pension money to go to the Postal Service.
Well, the older people are still covered under the civil service. We're covered under the Federal Employee Retirement Service.
What does the Postal Service, which provides, you know, a package delivery service, what do they pay in federal income taxes every year?
I'm not sure.
They don't.
I'm not sure, but
UPS does.
That amounts to another subsidy. Huge subsidy.
You could say Ford has that same subsidy since they pay $0 in taxes in some years as well.
They've shown losses. That's a completely different story.
Losses insofar as I made so many billions this year, I made this billion, you know, this many less billions this year, that's a loss.
I'm not saying that there's not a system, the tax system isn't set up for rich people to be able to avoid paying taxes. It absolutely is.
Henry Ford was a big government socialist anyway.
But Ford does pay taxes, has paid taxes, and if the post office paid taxes, then on, you know, their delivery service that they have going there that is, you know, essentially subsidized by the government, then their profit loss statement would be, you know, it'd be a lot different because they always show up in the black every year, but they pencil whip the numbers, if you know what I mean.
Doesn't everybody? but anyway, I want to talk more about the privatization of the Postal Service.
Okay, great.
And how that would work, because, you know, I'm looking at the numbers, and, you know, we deliver more packages in one day than UPS does in a year.
Okay.
Now, Federal Express, they're a big company. It takes us 3 days to deliver as many packages as they do in a year. The infrastructure does not exist in order to be able to have somebody take over such a huge job.
So you don't think the infrastructure could be built?
It would take several years and
a
loss of service to people. Let's face it, who's going to want to serve the deepest, darkest parts of Arkansas?
How about this? How about we eliminate the law that makes it so that no one can compete against the post office on less than a dollar first class mail.
Yeah.
How about we do that, and then people could come into the marketplace and compete with the post office, even though they're subsidized and it would be very difficult to compete with them. We have found time and time again, even though government agencies are subsidized, that they still don't do a very good job. So, you know, people are able to come in and undercut that. And how about we make the post office pay for the land that its buildings sit on, pay for the construction of its buildings, and pay income tax like any other company?
Well, I don't know about an income tax, but I know that they are rated routinely by Congress to pay for other programs. So,
well, how about this? How about we cut them loose? How about we, instead of quasi government agency, you know, quasi private,
yeah,
how about we just go ahead and cut them loose?
Okay, to whom do you sell it?
Let them.
I don't even care about selling it. I mean, I'd love to sell it. I'd love to get some money from
the employees own it.
As a matter of fact, let's put the post office up for sale for 1 year. And then after 1 year, we tell them, if nobody buys you guys, then you're cut loose. You won't get another dollar from Uncle Sam. You won't get another dollar of tax-paying money. And, you've got your whole organization.
Keep the trucks, keep the land, keep the building.
You guys can cut it up amongst the employees, or the Postmaster General can have all the stock. I don't care. It's gone.
How about that?
Well, Well, if you want to, if as the taxpayers you want to take that loss, personally, I would, if I have hard assets like that, I'm going to want to sell them.
Okay, let's put it up for sale.
I'm all for that. Me personally, I'm trying to get away from the Postal Service. I'm even before I started listening to you, I was going to take your advice and start my own business, and I'm working on that right now.
Oh, excellent.
And the post office, let's face it, I mean, it is destroying my will to do a good job.
I want to address something that you brought up that I think is pretty important. It's a pretty important objection. You said, what about the people that live in the deepest, darkest parts of Arkansas? What about the people that live out in the middle of nowhere, out in the middle of the swamps
Alaska.
Of Louisiana, out in the middle of the snow drifts in North Dakota? What about those people? Well, I'm sorry. They don't deserve to have postal service, especially at the point of a gun, to where you and I have to pay for it. If you want to live out in the middle of nowhere, and that's your thing, and I understand the people that do, I understand the appeal of that. If you want to live out in the middle of nowhere in seclusion, then it's up to you to ensure that you can communicate with the rest of the world, not me.
Well, but the transfer of hard copy is critical. I mean, you've got to be able to transfer hard copy between businesses, between...
If it's so critical, well, then they should move a little closer.
Ian hasn't painted a very good picture. The fact is, somebody will go to deepest, darkest Arkansas
It'll
and deliver stuff.
Money,
it will just
all.
Cost money instead of 39 cents or whatever it is that they're asking for a first-class letter these days.
Again, the price continues to go up and up and up and up. And
sure
it,
will.
It just seems strange, because some people say... I've heard people say, okay, we'll give bulk mail to this company, we'll give flats to this company, we'll give first class to this company. But then three people come into your house every day doesn't end up cheaper for anybody. It only ends up more expensive. And if you were to go to, say, UPS or Federal Express and have all these circulars that you want delivered to some people's houses and say, I'd like you to deliver this to every single house in the zip mm-hmm. code, they're going to send you to the post office. They're not going to want to do it.
Absolutely.
Too time and labor intensive. And that, I mean, direct mail is a huge revenue generator.
Yeah, I'd love to see it go away, actually. I think it'd be great. I mean, if the post office went totally private and direct mailers actually had to pay a decent amount of money to actually send out their products, it'd cut down on the junk mail that we all get. I think that'd be wonderful.
And it would keep a lot more truth in circulation.
Thanks for the call, Kurt. We appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with your business. 800-259-9231. Get out and produce. And I like your idea, Mark. Put them on the auction block.
Absolutely. Somebody will buy them for something. And, whatever we get, it's better than paying for them every year.
And, of course, abolish the law that gives them the monopoly in the first place. And the Postal Service's history is quite disgusting as far as them oppressing people. More's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality
materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free. And get on the updates to keep yourself clued in about the show. Whenever there's something fresh to announce, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. We continue with the phone calls, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Homeless John in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live, and it sounds like he's in a waterfall or something. Homeless John. Homeless John. Hello.
Yeah, what's up there?
You tell me, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, I'm ready to go. I got everything ready. I got some production stuff going. I want to do my first podcast.
Your first podcast? Now, that's not a bad idea. You got yourself like an MP3 recorder or something?
No, I got this laptop, you know. I got some production stuff I've done, but I don't have content, and I don't know how to get listeners.
Hold on. You have a laptop?
Yeah, we determined this a year ago, Mark, when he used to call us. Yeah, you've got a laptop. How did you get the laptop?
Huh?
How did you get that laptop?
I brought it. It's a Dell. Wait a minute. Can I give out the... Well, it's a laptop.
How did you save the money to buy the laptop?
But money. What else?
What now?
But money. What else?
What money?
I went to the
with money.
Oh, yep. With money. You worked and saved and you bought a laptop. Okay, well, I guess if you're not paying rent or paying a mortgage, probably could save up the money for a laptop fairly quickly. So you've got a laptop, you've got a microphone. Your question is, how do you get listeners, right? All right, here's what you do. You record your podcast, you put it online on your website. I know you already have a website. You put the XML feed up on your website, and then you go to podcastalley.com and create a little entry for your podcast. There's all kinds of different podcast websites where you can promote your show, post on message boards, get people. There's got to be a homeless website out there, right? You can go on their message board and post there. And it's not easy, man. You really have to work at it because there's something like 20,000 podcasts in the world. So there's a lot of competition out there. But I think you probably could stir up a few listeners. And then once you stir up a few of them, they'll tell their friends, if it's any good, of course. And then maybe you'll be the most popular homeless man on the Internet, John.
Well, I got a wireless cord. I got some funny sketches I did months ago. They're all in storage. I'm ready to print them out.
Well, let us know, man. You can always plug yourself at least once on our bulletin board system. Thanks, man. Good luck. 800-259-9231. Are we generous or what?
No, that seems very generous.
Helping launch the next generation of radio superstars.
What is 1,300 people on our bulletin board system?
Yep, over 1,200.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a nice little starter audience there for
Sweet
you.
Sweet little spiff.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. All right. I'm going to jump into the emails here, Mark.
Okay.
This one from Syphase. He says, "Hey, guys. Yesterday, I mentioned to my mom that a Chicago city councilman wants to ban trans fat oils in the city. Much to my surprise, she thought it was a good idea. I asked her why...
Trans fats are generally bad for you, but... to just jump on board with that.
When I asked her why, she said, because it's bad for you. In an attempt to convince her otherwise, I said, well, soda's bad for you, and so's fast food. Should they be illegal? To which she replied, maybe not, but those companies shouldn't be allowed to advertise on television, the same way tobacco companies shouldn't be aren't allowed to.
Holy crap.
After some back-and-forth discussion, I got her to agree to only requiring all those companies to advertise the nutritional information and health risks. However, she thinks drugs should be completely illegal. When I told her that I think all drugs should be legal, she called me very extreme. Any ideas on how to convince her to be more libertarian, or is she hopeless?
He managed to convince her on that point, and people will usually listen to reason. I had a guy in my home that was quoting me some cable work. I need some wires worked on,
mm-hmm.
some coax cable, and I talked to him about this very issue yesterday.
What issue? Drugs?
Drug legalization.
Okay.
How'd
it come up?
He asked me what I did for a living, and I told him I was a radio talk show host.
Right.
And, he asked me, what are you talking about? Yeah, what are you talking about? I said politics. What's the next question?
Are you right or left?
Okay. Ah.
And I said, well, we're libertarians because we're not either. And then, he didn't know what that meant. So
right.
I said, for instance, I want to see the complete legalization of drugs.
Whoa, we can't have that.
And he's like, what? And so I explained that things are addictive out there, like cigarettes, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see anybody breaking into people's homes and hurting them for cigarettes. Well,
sure.
It's because people can get cigarettes at a low cost. Well, crack, on the other hand, is very high cost. And the reason it's high cost is because...
it's illegal.
It's illegal.
Right.
Because they have all these cops out there that are putting people in jail for having crack and shooting people that are running away from them that have crack in their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And some people that don't have crack in their pockets.
Yes.
It happens now and then.
And killing dogs.
And dogs. And that's the reason it costs so much. That's why it's thousands of times more expensive than it should be.
True.
At least hundreds of times more expensive than it should be.
So you said all that to him.
And he began to see the light on it. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, if it costs so much, if it didn't cost that much, you could probably buy a hit of crack for, I don't know, a buck, something like that.
Yeah.
If it was a dollar, then I could work at Burger King and I could keep my crack habit up. I wouldn't have to, like they do now, I wouldn't have to sell my body, sell crack,
mm-hmm.
or rob people, or break into their homes. And I pointed at my cat, and I said, kill my big fat cat, kill me, and do something horrible to my wife or
right.
whatever, and then take all the money in the house.
It would all go away.
I'm in danger every single day, and I said, and you are too, because of this drug war. You don't do crack. The only people who should be in danger from crack are people that smoke crack.
By the way, there's a great video on hammeroftruth.com right now. It's on the front page. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see it's Give These Anti-Prohibition Cops a Donut, kind of a cutesy little title, but it's seriously an excellent video. It's about 12 minutes long. It's our friends from the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very nice little compilation of various different clips of them giving presentations to people. And one of the quotes that addresses what you, one of the things you just said is that drug legalization is not to be construed as an approach to our drug problem. drug legalization is about our crime and violence problem.
That's correct.
Once we legalize drugs, then we have, then we can buckle down and start dealing with the drug problem at that point. So really, this is about ending the crime and the violence. So it's great that you were able to kind of persuade him in our direction.
He immediately saw it. I mean,
well,
it wasn't...
Now, but not everyone's going to immediately see it. And that doesn't mean that you should necessarily give up. I mean, getting back to Syphase's email, we're talking about mom. Now, remember, there's a big difference in the relationship between you and mom and you and the random dude that comes over to install your cable, right?
Right.
So it's always people in the world of sales, and we're selling liberty to people, in the world of sales, it's always easier to hear things from a stranger. It's always easier to get a pitch from a stranger. For some reason, we trust strangers better than we do than our loved ones. We're more questioning of our loved ones. When it comes to convincing parents and family on these things, it can really be a task.
It can be.
Because
certainly,
especially if you're the younger as well, if you're the son or the daughter, then you're always going to be mommy or daddy's son or daughter, and mommy and daddy always know more than their sons and daughters, and there's no chance that their son or daughter could know something that they don't. I mean, we've been living longer than you have, son. What do you mean you think you're right about this? No. You'll come around someday. You'll grow up someday, and you'll understand that government is right and government is good. All I'm saying is, if you don't get anywhere with mom, I'm not saying give up. I'm just saying that if you don't get anywhere, don't be too disappointed. Don't be too bummed out.
You know, I can't say my mother's for the drug war, or against the drug war at this point. And I've been talking
to her.
You
made all the points.
Yeah, I've made all the points. And
my mom won't even let me make the points. She won't even, I can't even get to it. If I try to talk to my mother about stuff like this, she starts accusing me of trying to trap her.
Trap her?
Yeah. Because I'll ask her questions. And she believes that that's going to lead her to a place where she can't get out of the corner. And she's right. It is going to lead her to a place where intellectually she can't possibly get out of.
Well, then you need a new system.
She just doesn't want to talk to me.
If every time she says you're
she
trying to trap her.
She thinks I'm insane,
get
Mark.
Get to your point quickly.
No.
And that's what I did with this
she
guy.
She won't answer.
I had it inside of a minute. It's not answer.
She won't even listen. She won't even respond.
If you can do it inside of a minute, like I did with this guy,
she will just not even. It'll just go right over her head, and it's just a waste of my time. At this point, I've determined that my mother is a hopeless case and a total waste of time. And maybe 20 years later, after we've had a pro-liberty revolution, nonviolent revolution up in the free state, and we've got thousands and thousands of people that have moved up there as part of this movement, I'll be able to go back to her and say, so, still think I'm crazy? 800-259-9231, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. The final segment of the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can still dial in. Still get your topic on the air. It's still time for you. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And as always, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. We've got archives, a bulletin board system, and more. And we give it all away. Those other talk shows, they want to charge you money for access to their features on their website. We just give it away for free. But we do ask that in return, if you like Free Talk Live, and you like what we're doing on the show, that is, spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world, if you like that, then support us on a voluntary basis. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and sign up to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that we ask you for $3 a month, voluntarily. We take that money in, turn it right back around into getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations, getting the show on more people's internet connections, and again, spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world. Very valuable, I think.
Let's not forget the bennies to being
the
amplifier. Yes.
You get the access to the amplifier-only forum, the amplifier-only call-in lines, classic archives, and more. All there, amp.freetalklive.com, and to the phones we go. To Kirby in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kirby.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm catching up on my Free Talk Live because I was out of the country for a couple of weeks, so I'm listening to some older archives, and I heard you bring up the Josh Wolf case.
You're going to have to refresh me. Who?
Right. Josh Wolf was the journalist who took some video at an anarchist rally. So it was a communist rally or something, and the government subpoenaed the video, and he's trying to fighting them in court.
Right. And he's the guy that doesn't want to give up the video, right?
Right. And I had heard about it previously on a conservative show, video blog called Vent with Michelle Malkin, but it wasn't Michelle Malkin at the time.
Okay.
And the woman who was on, she was talking about it. If you want to see it, it's at hotair.com. But she was regardless of whether you think the government should be able to do that, you know, subpoena videos, it seemed to me like her basic point of view is that the government is right,
mm-hmm.
and that the rule of law is more important than people's personal rights. And I guess I want to talk about just basically what is conservatism about. And I think that's all there is really to it, is the government is right. And
if the conservatives are in charge, the government's right.
Well, yeah, that much is true.
Right.
But
so the government is right, and your freedoms and your rights be damned. Anything the anything that can help our conservative government is good.
But of course, they still don't stop talking about how they're pro small government. I heard Sean Hannity a couple of days ago. He was talking about how he's got small government principles. Of course, right after he had finished talking about his favorite big government programs, like the wiretapping thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Mm.
Not cheap to do that wiretapping, you know.
Seems like you've got them figured out, man.
Yeah. Well, the other day I actually did hear it was Rush Limbaugh saying something that really made sense. He was actually talking about personal responsibility and something that apparently, although he wouldn't make it, he doesn't really make it clear very often, is something that he's in favor of. Which is, you know, he really wouldn't talk about that much because that's a little bit too conservative for his tastes.
Yeah, from time to time, I have heard Rush Limbaugh say some things that sound fairly market-based, you know, like starting your own business and supporting those sorts of ideas, and that's good and everything, but it seems like he spends most of his time just lauding the Bush administration.
Well, now that the Republicans are in power, he has to.
Mm.
It's sad. It really is. Kirby, anything else on your mind?
Well, I guess you just gotta wonder where they lost their way, where they became a big government party. Was it maybe it was just
when their party got in charge? That's when they lost their way.
That was what I was gonna say. Maybe it was just when George Bush won.
Yeah, just as soon as the power fell into their laps and they could use it for their means, that's when it became a problem.
They have their vision for the world and they want to force it on others, just like the Democrats.
And if we put the Democrats back in power, they're gonna do the same thing.
Oh, but then the Republicans will change their tune. Once the Democrats are in charge again, then they'll all of a sudden be back to principle and back to small government every time. We're small. Well, we know what the truth is. Thanks for the call, Kirby. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. If you're still in the two-party paradigm, it's time for you to break out, because I can't imagine why it is we continue to be confused by these people. Why is it that you Americans continue to be duped by these Republicans and Democrats continuously promising the same things and continuously delivering the opposite of what they're promising? Or at least in the Democrats' case, they do promise bigger government and they do deliver, so at least they're honest about it. The government, the Republicans lie. They lie straight to your face. Oh, yeah, we're for small government conservatives. Just put us in office. George Bush ran with campaign signs that said smaller government.
Yeah, absolutely he did, and he grew it just as fast as he could.
Faster than Bill Clinton.
It just shows how much like sheep the American people can be.
Yep.
And as a matter of fact, I have a quote here from Hermann Göring at the Nuremberg trials that I think kind of relates to some extent. It's really about war, but
it's
applicable.
Sure.
Naturally, the common people don't want war.
Because we're smart.
That's understood.
Dying stinks.
But after all, it's the leaders of the country who determine policy, and it's always a simple matter to drag the people along. Whether it's democracy or a fascist dictatorship, or parliament or a communist dictatorship, voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. It is easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for a lack of patriotism and exposing their country to danger. It works the same in any country. That's Hermann Göring and the Nuremberg trials, a Nazi.
Wait, I thought it was Alberto Gonzalez.
It could very well have been.
I thought
it's working still.
Dick Cheney?
Just like that.
Bill Clinton. You sure that was? Wow.
Disturbing.
Yeah, he's right, though, of course. I mean, that's exactly what's going on here.
Absolutely. They're denouncing, they would denounce us as pacifists, and they would
say patriotic.
That we lack patriotism, and we're exposing our country to danger.
Why aren't you supporting
our troops? Because they'd rather fight them over there than fight them over here.
Ugh. Quick email from Steve. It says, hey guys, I really enjoy the show and appreciate learning from you. Although I don't always agree, I like having my horizons expanded. An issue that I've heard you talk around, but not directly discuss, is that of privatizing education. I'd like to hear more about this. At first glance, it seems like it'd be a great idea and would improve the quality and diversity of educational experiences in general. But it seems that poor people would get left with the cheaper schools, which would be likely of poorer quality. In my mind, this would maintain a cycle of denying poor people access to high-quality education. Granted, poor people are often stuck with the worst in public education now, and he's right about that.
Yes.
But privatizing would seem to make this even more problematic. I'd love to hear more about your thoughts on how this might work. Very simple, Steve. For all of the people in the world that feel the way that you do, that the poor should have a good education, and there are a lot of people that feel that way.
Absolutely.
For all the people that feel the way that you do, you can all contribute to a fund to charities that will help poor people get a high-quality education. And remember, in a world that we're talking about, a more free market world, you're going to have a lot more money in your pocket. You're going to be taking home more money, and so you'll have more to contribute.
People give tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars a year to the Salvation Army, and that's just one organization that helps poor people. That's particularly poor people. You know,
and the cool thing
to think that they wouldn't is really, it's just a terrible thing to think about.
Here's the cool thing about the marketplace providing education. If the organization that's helping poor people that you're giving money to isn't doing what you want them to, stop and give money to some other organization that's doing what you want. Or if there doesn't exist such an organization, create one and get in and compete. That's the freedom that the marketplace allows us to have. Whereas right now, poor people get the choice between crappy government schools and that's it. And whatever it is that crappy government school decides to teach them, if anything. So it'd be a huge improvement. Let's go to Jay in California, sneaking in here in the remaining moments. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How are you doing, guys?
Hey,
I got to change my point. You just read something from Internet, and I got out of my two cents. I agree with the guy. I don't think we should have public education. I have over 20 years of university study. It didn't make me any smarter. I think it's nothing more than a luxury. But I have had a lot of time in private universities, and I felt that I got better treatment, learned about the same. But to tell you the truth, education is a luxury. If you need it for a job, you go out and get that particular training. But
sure, and in a more free market, businesses could actually send people to schools if they wanted to. You can get the job and then get the training.
And they actually do that.
Yep.
Because, when I first graduated with my bachelor's, it was worth a Chinese nickel. They wanted to have experience. then, it's, education is a luxury. I totally agree.
I think it's so overblown in this country. It is so worshipped for no reason. I've got an associate's degree, and never once has it ever done me any flipping good.
Well, associate's degree hasn't really gone very far. If you had a master's, it probably would do you some good. But still, that's a lot of extra...
I know somebody who has a master's in sociology, and he knows already that it's not going to do him any good.
Hmm.
Well, I have two masters, and it doesn't do me much good. But the thing is, about education today, they do it like a baby teacher. I was a teacher for 10 years at both the high school and JC level.
You have 10 seconds, Dan, to wrap it up.
10 seconds, well, we don't need we need public schools like we need public restaurants.
Thanks, man. And thank you. And when you say public, you mean government run. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used